now goes up and scores. Will Svensson ties the game at 28 all. 15-15 left in the second half. Amboga, left wing. Amboga holds the ball belly button high, dribbles a few times with the right hand, and shimmies his way to the right wing. Reverses the ball to the left side for Hedke. Memorial trying to find some openings here. Again, Rice Lake very good defensively. Clark gets it into the corner for Ferguson. Tries to go up along the baseline, then a little behind-the-back pass to Amboga in the lane, but Amboga, all he can do is dribble back out beyond the arc. Here's Clark trying to pummel his way through bodies underneath. Forces up a shot. No, but he drew the foul. Julius Clark will get a couple of free throws. Rice Lake's only wins over quote-unquote larger schools have been over a Chippewa Falls team that is winless this year and Eau Claire North. Now, they haven't necessarily beaten a bunch of people fighting norovirus and rosters of four. You know, they've beaten legitimate programs, but this would be their most impressive win as Julius Clark got the first free throw to go. Oh, a little note here. That foul, by the way, was on Will Johnson of Rice Lake. That's his third. He'll go to the bench, so Will Johnson in significant foul trouble. And he'll spend some time on the bench as Clark hits both free throws. And Memorial again leads by two. Rice Lake has not attempted a lot of threes in this game. Their best option for threes is Zach Orr, but he's not necessarily a huge three-point shooter either. He scores a lot of his points driving that lane. Haven't been a lot of mid-range shots in this game from either team. Durand, high out left for Rice Lake. He'll dribble knee high with the right hand, switches to the left, trying to put a little eye candy on Hedke. Now Durand drives, lowers the left shoulder, goes off the glass and scores. Connor Durand ties the game at 30 all. 14 minutes left in the second half. Clark, top of the key, spits a pass to Yates, right side, hands it to Jesperson. Jesperson trying to work his way underneath. Goes belly to belly with his defender, gets a little room, tries to throw up a shot over the defender, and that one falls off the right side of the rim. No, Rice Lake ball and a chance for their first lead of the game. Or, right side picks up the dribble, needs a safety valve, throws it to the free throw line to Paul Chalky, got it underneath for Svensson. Svensson goes up with the right hand, got whacked on the arm, shot goes out of bounds, but he'll go to the line shooting two, and Rice Lake, he hits just one of these shots, has their first lead of the night. Foul, by the way, on Caleb Yates. The senior gets his second foul of the night. As Fenson's first free throw goes back, front rim, back rim, and slides on through. So Svensson is now up to 7 points in the ball game. As the kiddies like to say, he's got that microwave aspect. He's heating up quickly. Rice Lake has their first lead of the ball game at 31-30. Jesperson on the bench for Memorial right now. Second free throw, no good. Going for the rebound was Pachalki for Rice Lake, but it bangs off his shoulder and goes out of bounds. Memorial ball down by a point. Rice Lake will set up the full court press. Again, Jesperson on the bench, just getting a blow. Jesperson and Ferguson and Hedke all on the bench right now. Starters getting a blow. Julius Clark has in the backcourt. Rice Lake pulling back on that full court press. Clark will bring it across the midcourt stripe, and he got fouled by Zach Orr, who was staying with him. Second foul on Rice Lake in the second half. Second personal on Zach Orr. Clark again gets the inbounds. Has it in midcourt. Looks like a box and one defense from Rice Lake right now. A box and one or a 2-3 zone. Memorial tries a bounce feed underneath for Fezenmeyer. Hits off a bunch of limbs and scooped up by Rice Lake. Duran runs all the way down the floor, got caught underneath, tried to go back outside to Strand. Strand, though, lost the handle on a Memorial ball. And Boga feeds it ahead to Fezemeyer. Fezemeyer underneath, pump fakes, now goes up and can't hit the layup. Ball back to Rice Lake. They have the ball leading by one. 12:40 left in the second half. Orr, left side has it, slows things down. Left-hand drill ball, though, rolls off his fingertips, dives back on it, asks for time, and he got it granted to him. So Rice Lake will keep possession as Orr dove for the ball, got it, called for time, and got it granted. So we'll take a timeout with them. Rice Lake leads 31-30, 12:31 left in the second half. Your coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
.12:31 to play in the second half. Rice Lake will have the ball up by a point as we come back into action with you. That ball, moments ago, Zach Orr had it come off his hands and then he jumped for it like somebody crashing the plate for the last fried cheese curd. And as he got it, he asked for time and got it. And Chad Briskey was remembering that play back in the first half that Memorial didn't get the call. They didn't get the timeout. And he had a little word with the official there during the break. Rice Lake ball leading by a point. This is the only time they've led all game. Memorial, by the way, has Cooper Jesperson back out there. Duran, right side of the lane, throws it back outside for Petrolke. High out right for Strand. Here's Petrolke again, left wing, and to Orr, top of the key. 12 minutes left in regulation. Orr drives the lane, reverse layup with the left hand underneath. Nobody's fouled. Orr will get a couple of free throws. They got the foul on Caleb Yates. And the senior with his third foul of the game. We'll see if Brisky wants to change anything here as the first free throw by Orr is too strong off the back heel. And yeah, Yates is going to come out for Ian Bauer. Second free throw from the righty Orr. Splashed that one in, rainbowed it in. His first point of the second half, he's up to 12. Memorial has the ball down by two. Jesperson, right sideline, works the baseline. He's cut underneath, back outside Fezemeyer. Here's Mboga now, left wing. Back to Jesperson, out in midcourt. Right-hand dribble, tried to pitter-patter his way to the free throw line, but again, nothing was open here. Jesperson gets it back, right corner for three, off the rim, no, high rebound, Fezemeyer. Fezemeyer puts it on the deck, then throws it outside for Ian Bauer. Memorial will try again. Jesperson, right wing. Jab step move. Hands it back to Bauer, right side. Bauer, though, nowhere to go. Memorial will try it again. The Rice Lake students, rhythmically clapping. Here's Fezemeyer, gets a pass to the block. Knocks over his defender, no call. Fezemeyer misses the layup underneath. And the rebound back to Rice Lake. Out of all of that, they got nothing. They were standing by the pool but never jumped in. Here's an open three by Svensson up top for Rice Lake. Rolls off the side of the rim, no. And a foul on the rebound called on Rice Lake's Pierce Hastreeder. Hastreeder the foul, and Rice Lake will give the ball back to Memorial. Memorial down by two, 32-30, 11 minutes left. And this has become that low-scoring slog like you're trying to run in one of your dreams. Memorial wants to move quick, but they can't move as quick as they want to. Rice Lake's keeping that scoring down. Mboga, right block. Mboga goes back outside. Jesperson, little head fake, drives through and underneath. Then they kick it to Ferguson in the corner. Ferguson, the three, halfway down in the basket. Elf spits it out. Great eyes by Shamar Simmons. He got the pass underneath, could have forced up a shot, but saw Ferguson wide open in the corner. Ferguson just didn't make the shot. Rice Lake ball leading by two. Here's Orr, left block, spin move, goes up with the left hand. No, rebound to Jesperson. Memorial runs the floor, thrown into the corner. Here's Bauer for three. Bauer misses the three ball. Offensive rebound, Simmons to Jesperson. Left corner, three. That won't go off the rim. Another rebound for Memorial. Jesperson, left sideline. Jesperson, left hand dribble to the baseline. Throws it outside again to Simmons. Around the yard to Ferguson. Right sideline, three. That barely grazes the rim. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ian Bauer. And back to Rice Lake. Memorial got three good looks, and none of them would go in. 9:58 to play in the second half. Rice Lake leads by two at 32-30. Top two teams in the Big Rivers Conference, both 4-0 in the conference. Both have had outstanding starts of the year. Rice Lake undefeated overall, but this would be their most impressive win. Memorial's only two losses to two out-of-area juggernauts. Orr tried to drive in right side, got turned around though. Here's Johnson at the free throw line. Johnson backing his way down. Low ball spits out of his hands though and goes out of bounds across the baseline, turned over to Memorial. Just dribbled it away off himself. And it's Memorial basketball. So Memorial basketball down by two. Here's a three ball. Jesperson, top of the key, front rim, left side of the rim. No, rebound. Ferguson had it for Memorial. He got knocked down to the hard pine. And they're going to get a foul on Rice Lake. Well, one thing Memorial's doing well here is they're getting these offensive boards, even though they're not scoring. They're giving themselves multiple chances. Foul, by the way, on Zach Orr. That's not inconsequential. That's his third. Another three ball from Memorial, this time by Bauer. It's an air ball from the right wing. It goes out of bounds across the baseline, back to Rice Lake. Memorial's getting their shots. They're just not hitting them right now. 9:13 to play in the second half. Rice Lake leads 32-30. Memorial's been held. In this second half, we've played 9 minutes. Rice Lake has outscored Memorial 6-4. That's it. Part of you just wants to put peach baskets up there at this point. We'd be better off served. A probing pass into the interior for Svensson for Rice Lake. He caught it but was fouled on the floor. Second personal on Ferguson, third team foul on Memorial. You look at Rice Lake, they've got two players with three fouls, two of their starters, in Will Johnson and Zach Orr. The only guy from Memorial with trouble is Caleb Yates with three, a bench player. Strand tried to drive in left side, ball knocked away, and they're going to get Strand on a foul as he tried to get the ball back. Tripped up Wesley Mboga in the backcourt. That'll be the fifth foul on Rice Lake. And the second personal on Evan Strand. Memorial basketball down still by two. Feels though it was July the last time they scored. Jesperson for three, top of the key. That's too strong off the heel, and Jesperson has really yet to get going. He has 0 points in this second half. Shooter's got to shoot though. He is a bit of a compiler. He'll take a lot of shots. That's not going to scare him away, the fact that he's missed a few here. Or at the block for Rice Lake, turnaround shot with the right hand. That won't go in. Rebound Jesperson, sprints up the floor. Jesperson right side, Brooks his way to the baseline, picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Hedke. Hedke right hand dribble into the paint, hands it to Jesperson underneath, but a foul on Rice Lake. Sixth foul on Rice Lake, the last non-shooting foul. And they got Pierce Hastrader for his second. 32-30, Rice Lake leads by two with 8:08 to play in the second half. The Old Apes keep trying to turn on a laptop. That's battery went out. They can't get any scoring. Here's Zambolka, gets a feed underneath from Julius Clark along the baseline, and Mboga goes up strong and lays it up and in, and Mboga's tied the game at 32-all. All tied at 32. That gets now a little extra juice from the Memorial students opposite of us. Svensson, left side, trying to go one-on-one with Mboga. They're going to get Mboga on the foul on the drive. Fourth team foul on Memorial, second personal on Mboga. And now they're going to have Mboga head to the bench because Mboga's got blood on the left knee. So Mboga, who wears one of those compression sleeves on his legs. And you can see the red coming through that white compression sleeve. So they're giving him a moment to see if they can cover up the blood here. Probably got to take off that compression sleeve, by the way, as it went through the compression sleeve. It's on his left knee. Well, they're going to let him keep the compression shorts on. They stopped the bleeding, apparently, and put a Band-Aid on it. And they'll let him stay out there with the compression sleeve, even though it's got the red dot on his left kneecap. Bryce Lake will trigger it in from underneath the hoop. They attack down to the left. Tie game at 32-all. Durant, high out of the left. Durant puts on the deck, dribbles between the legs, but again, not falling for the eye candy as head kick. Right corner, Strand, overhead pass to Johnson underneath. Hands it off underneath to a wide open Svensson. Svensson had leaked loose at the left block. He catches and scores. He had hit like a polar bear in a snow squall. Rice Lake leads by two at 34-32. The other way, a foul on Rice Lake on the floor, but that's the seventh foul on Rice Lake. And Cooper Jesperson will go to the line shooting a 1-1. And that's the fourth personal on Will Johnson. We have 7:16 left. Oh, we're having some fun on this Friday night, are we? Felt like a good day around the area. The snow globe effect, a powdered snow effect on the ground today. Cooper Jesperson, the front end of the 1-1. Nothing but net. See, you had a Friday, you had a nice little snowfall today. Everybody in a good mood, relatively speaking. Warm by January standards, the temperatures in the 20s, all relative. It's going to be like minus 20 wind chill on Monday, by the way. Second free throw by Jesperson. Front rim, back rim. Dances on the side of the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound, Rice Lake. 1-point lead for Rice Lake as we'll hit the final 7 minutes of regulation. Durant, right sideline, tried to pass it outside. Intercepted by Mboga. Mboga, the run out. He'll score with the right-hand layup. Mboga, the steal, the scoot, and the score. He's up to 13 points in the game. And Memorial back in front, 35-34. But Rice Lake runs the floor. Stretch feet ahead to a wide-open Pachalki underneath. He misses the layup underneath. Gets his own rebound and is then fouled on the floor. Boy, the guys must hear the footsteps then. We've seen a number of those this evening where guys have leaked loose, cherry-picked, if you will, wide open but cannot score. Everything heightens when that happens. They did get a foul, though, on Memorial, so Rice Lake gets the ball back. Foul was on Samar Simmons, his second, team's fifth. Orr forced up a shot underneath. No, ball pawed around up in the air, up like an eagle, dowling a wet dog is Clark to get it for Memorial. So Julius Clark has it for Memorial. The other way, gotcha, Mboga, sleeks through the lane, up with the right hand, it falls off the front rim, no good. Ball back to Rice Lake, and timeout taken by Rice Lake as they want to talk it over. We've got 6:20 to play in the second half. Memorial leads Rice Lake 35-34. Rice Lake ball on the other side of this timeout from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Well, the Memorial Old Abe lead this game 35-34. Rice Lake ball, though, is 6:20 to play in the second half. Scott Montesano with you. Hope you're having some fun with us on this Friday night as we kickstart your weekend activities. Now Rice Lake cannot inbound the ball. Rice Lake can't find anybody open in front of their own bench, so Kevin Orr, the Dean of Coaches in the BRC, will use another timeout. We'll keep it here with 6:20 to go. Memorial leads 35-34. Hey, while we have a moment, folks, I know many of you have thought about it. It's in the back of a lot of our minds, those wildfires in Los Angeles, and saw something just a few hours ago that should really put it in perspective for all of us that this is, you know, we've kind of poo-pooed some of these wildfires now, and you go, oh, that's over in California. Well, it's doing real damage right now, these wildfires in populated areas. And what is it now, 56 square miles? And to put that into perspective, 56 square miles would cover all of Eau Claire, Hallie, and Chippewa Falls. Imagine if our area's entire population center was burning. That is what is going on in Los Angeles. So over this weekend, over the next few days, no doubt there's going to be some calls for how people in our area and across the country can give back. And this might be one of those situations you really want to consider giving back. 6:20 to play in the second half. Memorial still leads by one. Rice Lake will try it again to throw it in. Ball thrown into the backcourt to Orr, and Rice Lake will load things up here on offense. Orr, left-hand dribble, up top, switches to the right hand, picks up the dribble, reverses it to Pachalki. Pachalki being guarded by Shamar Simmons. Simmons over him like a poorly fitted suit. Back out of the high left to Connor Duran. Under six to go in regulation. Memorial leads by one. Rice Lake trying to reclaim the lead. Orr drives in, stops, underneath, puts up a five-foot bunny, doesn't even get the rim, but the ball picked back up by Rice Lake. Good job by Strand to catch that air ball, and Rice Lake retains possession. Svensson, right side, handed it to his teammate on the sideline, but it's fumbled out of bounds by Grant Pachalki. Pachalki fumbles it, and Memorial will get the ball back, leading by a point and a chance to put some separation again between them and Rice Lake. Jesperson walking it up the floor. He's had a quiet second half, but hit two big free throws just moments ago. Jesperson, right side of the lane, bounces it to Mboga, right wing. And they're going to get Mboga on a double dribble. Chad Brisky nods his head in approval of the call, and Boga wanted to argue, and Chad goes, no, young man, you did that. So Rice Lake will get the ball back down by a point. We'll hit the final 5 minutes of regulation. It has become one of those games on this Friday night. Are you having fun? Hastreeder for Rice Lake. Dribbles underneath, high off the glass, back rim, front rim, it leaks off, no, and Boga the rebound. They'll run it up the floor to Clark. Clark runs the baseline, goes off the glass and scores. And Boga to Hecky, who bulleted a pass up the floor to Clark. Clark curled down the baseline and scores. And Memorial leads by three at 37-34. Orr, right side, fell down to his knees, gets the ball back. It scoots away from him, though, and Memorial has the basketball. Jesperson
up the floor to Simmons. Back to Jesperson, right wing. Jesperson drives the lane, off the glass, he scores. And Memorial now leads by five at 39-34. Memorial back to a 5-point lead. 4 minutes left in the second half. Strand, a deep three for Rice Lake, right side. Loops out, no, offensive rebound, Hashstrider, but they call him for the offensive foul. He got the rebound, but they call him for the push-off. That'll be the eighth foul on Rice Lake. So Memorial will come the other way. A one-and-one for Amboga, and a chance to build a 5-point lead. So Amboga will go to the line trying to seal up. Actually, not Amboga. It'll be Hedke. Hedke will go to the line trying to expand on this lead. Slight pause here. They're going to give Rice Lake a substitution. Duran will come in for Hashstreeter, who, by the way, picks up his third foul with that one right there. Lefty Hedke, free throw on the way, back rim, no, rebound to Duran. Rice Lake has the ball as Hedke missed the front end of the 1-1. 5-point lead for Memorial. Rice Lake has not scored in the length of an owl's nap. Right sideline, Orr has it. Orr, left-hand dribble into the lane, back outside to Duran. Rice Lake does not have many 3-point options. Orr, right side. He's got nowhere to go. And Memorial trying to clamp down that defense again like they had early in that first half. Duran, left sideline for Rice Lake. Duran stutters into the lane, leans in, puts up a shot, and it falls in over the front rim. Connor Duran has 6 points in the ball game. Memorial's lead is cut to 3 at 39-36. 3 minutes left in the second half. Memorial has all five of their timeouts. Rice Lake only has one timeout remaining. Memorial still has one foul to give. Clark drives the lane, kicks into the corner for Hedke. A three off the side of the basket, side of the backboard though. And Rice Lake the ball back. 2:45 to go. Rice Lake ball. Memorial leads by three. Too much fun on a Friday night. Duran, high out right. Alternating between his right and his left hand. Got the Svensson top of the key, back to Duran. Duran between the wheels. Memorial students rhythmically clapping, easy enough for me to say. Left sideline Svensson. Svensson got fouled by Simmons on the drive. That'll be the sixth foul on Memorial, their last foul to give. Third personal on Simmons. Ian Bauer will come into the game for Memorial. The lineup now has Simmons, Amboga, Clark, Bauer, and Jesperson. Rice Lake throws it in. Svensson, left wing, Amboga umbrellaing him though. Deep three or right side, front rim no, rebound Amboga, caught it at the free throw line. Good job by Amboga to catch that. Memorial has the ball in a 3-point lead, 2 minutes to play in regulation, and Memorial will use a timeout. Chad Briskey will use one of his timeouts here. 1:57 left. Memorial leads 39-36 here from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
So Memorial will have the ball, leading 39-36 with 1:57 to play. Memorial does have a whole bucket full of timeouts left. So that's noteworthy in case anybody gets into any sort of trouble, being double teamed in the coffin corner, that kind of thing. Chad can burn a timeout and you're okay. You're not at a point yet where you're going to park the bus, even without a shot clock, but you want to be smart about your possession and get a good shot up. For Rice, late, they're going to want to lock down on defense. Way too early to start fouling. Both teams are in the bonus now. Memorial trying to lay claim to first in the BRC all by themselves, but so is Rice Lake. Both come in at 4-0 in conference play. Memorial ball as they attack the hoop to our right. Bauer, left side, went to Jesperson along the sideline, back to Bauer. A 2-3 zone from Rice Lake. Clark, now they get to Bauer, right sideline, didn't want to take the three. Jesperson at the left wing. Jesperson getting it to Clark. Now to Simmons along the baseline, floated back outside. Jesperson, 90 seconds left to go. Mboga got a pass at the block and then was fouled. Memorial, at a minimum, took 30 seconds off the clock. Wesley Mboga to the line. Ninth foul on Rice Lake. That's the fifth personal, by the way, on Will Johnson, so he's fouled out. But that's the ninth team foul on Rice Lake, so the final 1-1. And Mboga, if he can make the front end of this 1-1, not only earns himself a second shot, but also makes it a two-possession lead. Rice Lake's gotten the game they were hoping for, a low-scoring pillow fight. But Memorial trying to show a chameleon effect that they can do it in multiple ways. Free throw by Mboga. No, off the back heel. And the rebound to Hastreeter. Rice Lake has the ball down by three. 1:20 and bleeding to go in regulation. Remember, Rice Lake had a spurt at the end of the first half to tie the game. Orr, right wing. Orr, dribbling between the legs. Now with his left hand, knee high. Final minute of regulation. 3-point lead for Memorial. Rice Lake ball. Orr picks up the dribble. Needs help. Nowhere to go. And Kevin Orr is going to burn his last timeout. Rice Lake will use their last timeout. We will take our final timeout as well. 55 seconds to go. It's a 3-point lead for Memorial when we come back on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
So we've got 55 seconds left. Rice Lake ball coming out of the timeout. Memorial leads 39-36. Memorial and Rice Lake both in the bonus. In fact, Memorial's heading to the line to shoot two regardless going forward. Here's the thing for Rice Lake. They are out of timeouts now. So if Memorial at all gets Rice Lake into a situation where they're up to their necks in quicksand, Kevin Orr, the head coach, cannot bail his youngsters out with a timeout. So here we go. Rice Lake will throw it in at midcourt. Strand has it at midcourt, 50 seconds to go. Drops it to Orr. Orr, knee-high dribble, 45 to go. Hastreeter, right wing, 40 to go. Still a 3-point lead for Memorial. Durant, free throw line, picks up the dribble, outside to Orr, 35 to go, bounce feed underneath Svensson, Svensson lays it up and in. 30 seconds to go, the clock still running, 1-point lead for Memorial. Memorial has the ball in the backcourt, Memorial with it, Memorial across the midcourt stripe. Here's Clark, 18, 17. Got to Mboga at the free throw line. Rice Lake's got to think about fouling. Oh, they're going to call Mboga for a travel. They got a pass to Mboga at the free throw line. They call him for a travel. So Rice Lake will have the ball, 15 seconds left, and a one-point game. Wow. So it's Rice Lake ball, one-point game, 15 seconds left. Ball in the fence in the backcourt, hands it to Orr. 11, 10, Orr across the midcourt stripe. 8, 7, Orr. High out right, 5, 4. Got the fence in right side, right corner. Here's a 3 by Strand, the buzzer, no good. Memorial wins. Evan Strand took the 3 in the right corner at the buzzer, no good. And Memorial holds on for a dramatic 39-38 win. A game built for peach baskets here tonight. Two of the best teams in Western Wisconsin, regardless of level. And they put on a show tonight as Memorial holds on for the 39-38 win. It is happy handshake time for the Memorial Old Abes. And Chad Briskey will be the first one to tell you after a game like that, yeah, Memorial didn't score as much as they'd like to. Yeah, there's a lot of things that they'll want to clean up, no doubt about it. But that's a strong win for Memorial to win a game like that. Rice Lake played their best. You got pulled into Rice Lake's style of basketball, and Memorial found another way to win a game. A great job done by Memorial. They win 39-38. Back with final thoughts on this one. On the other side of the timeout, this is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball for 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
Now, I told you at the beginning of the broadcast that assuming this game would go down for the full 36 minutes, it's like assuming that the inside of your car is going to be cold when you go to start it up in the morning on a January day. It was a safe assumption. Boy, Too bad you can't bet on sports in this state, because I'd throw down some money on NFL playoff games. I must be very clairvoyant, because this game came down to the very last second. Rice Lake missing a buzzer beater, and Memorial holds on for a 39-38 win. Just think about this game here tonight between two teams that came in both undefeated in the conference. Memorial led 3-0 about a minute into the game. Led briefly by as much as 9 in the first half, but the deficit was mostly, or the lead for Memorial was mostly 5 or 6 in that first half. Rice Lake used a quick spurt at the end of the first half, and the game was tied at the break. Rice Lake never led in this game until they had a brief 2-point lead in the second half, and then Memorial comes back, takes the lead again, and holds on at the very end here this evening. Memorial led by 4, remember, I should say Memorial led by 3 you may remember, with a minute to go, Rice Lake had the ball. They got a layup from Will Svensson. Memorial came the other way. A travel was called on Memorial. Rice Lake got the ball back with 15 seconds to go, came down the floor, and it wasn't maybe the number one guy they'd want taking the shot because they would have rather had Svensson or maybe Orr, but they were both guarded. So it was an opportunity for Evan Strand, the senior, who averages 14 points a game but was held off the board entirely tonight. Strand got an opportunity at the right corner, took the three, no good, and Memorial could exhale as they get the 39-38 win this evening. Not a lot of big scores in this game. As I said before, you could use a peach basket here tonight. Zach Orr led Rice Lake with 12 points, but only 1 point in the second half, and Will Svensson had 11 for Rice Lake. As for Memorial, 13 for Wesley Mboga, 10 for Cooper Jesperson. So it was a game that was very much, it was elbows and arms here tonight. So Memorial wins. Rice Lake's record will fall to 8-1 overall, 4-1 in the conference. Meanwhile, for Memorial, they'll improve to 8-2, 5-0 in the BRC. And once again, as I said before, the best thing for Memorial in a game like this, it shows a chameleon aspect. If you're going to make that deep run that this group has been eyeing for a couple of years, you have to win a game in a variety of ways. If you're going to be an outstanding restaurant, you can have something you specialize in, but you got to be able to make a number of things really, really good. You could be a great steakhouse, and you've got to make sure your steak is on point. But if you're not hitting it out of the park with your chicken and your pork dishes, your steakhouse is going to struggle. Well, today, Memorial had to play with a little salad. They had to create a good salad to get the win tonight. All right, we're back with you on Monday night, a little non-conference action on Monday night. We're back with the Altoona Railroaders on Monday night. Altoona against Chi-High on Monday night. It's a kids' cast version on Monday night. Derek Montesano with the call on Monday night. So it'll be Derek on the call on Monday, Altoona against Chi-High. And then on Tuesday night, the Crosstown Showdown in girls' basketball, Memorial against North in girls' basketball on Tuesday. All right, that'll wrap it up for us here tonight from Memorial High School. A fun way to begin the weekend. Memorial holds on for a fun 39-38 victory over Rice Lake. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano, saying there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
But the cost is great. If you don't do it, it's kind of the same here. Yes, it's expensive, but the cost is great. And really, some incredible direction comes from the Native community. We've been engaging in very formal way in creating strategies for short-term, mid-term, long-term solutions. And I think the whole system would benefit from listening to us.
Yeah, definitely. And Haley, you were talking about an article that came up, and I don't know if you wanted to mention that real quick, because that is really what Robert's talking about.
Yeah, this was really disappointing to see. Indigenous.tv is great about putting stuff out like this on Instagram. We were talking about the wildfires in California, and Fox News reporter Jesse Waters is blaming Indians, quote, for the spread of wildfires. And I'm assuming this, I've heard a lot about activists and Native communities out there breaking down the dams and freeing the rivers again on tribal lands and ancestral territory. And he pretty much is blaming the Indians, quote, for the lack of water resources needed to put out the wildfires.
right, that indigenous food sources were prioritized. I've heard a couple of different versions of this story as well, you know, that it was for, but it was the reservoirs were drained to allow for indigenous fishing and things like that. And that's somewhat a fact, right? The reservoirs weren't drained for any reason. They were drained because firefighters were using so much water to combat the fires, and then people lower ground were taking water, and so people upper ground weren't getting it. It's really the failure of the system. But I agree with you, Haley. I saw that as well, that to see water stuff, and I just thought it was so disappointing. But we're easy targets, right? Blame the Indians.
Well, and that's what's really great about having guests like you that come on and speak the truth and knowledge and let our allies out there and our relatives out there really know what's going on. And that's a really, you know, it's kind of a pause here about how important the things that you say on Native Roots Radio gets out there. And it's really been a great 8 years and going on 9 years now. And, you know, talking, if it was up to me and I was babbling by myself, this would not be going on for 9 years. And I appreciate it, Rob.
I've been at a couple events just this week where people have said, oh, you're Robert Lilligren. As soon as I heard your voice, I recognized it from Native Roots Radio. I bet I had four events where I was at where people recognized me from here. And that they actually listened. So sometimes it's hard to tell if we're attracting any listeners or not. But people are listening, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys and Robert and Haley, what you've done. This is no small task to be able to bring something like this together. And you really do a huge service for the community. You're everywhere in the community. You're really lifting up a lot of good work. And I give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, I appreciate it, and ditto to you. And we'll keep doing this. And thank you so much, Robert, for coming on always. And really, it means a lot to us and to our listeners, because we hear, too, about people listening and how great the guests are. So, good, big peeny gigi. We'll see you next week.
Miigwech, kigawaba, man.
This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hi, this is Frank Brown of Minuteman Press Uptown with a question for our local small businesses. Do you want more leads, more store traffic, more customers? Thousands of local businesses, just like yours, count on Minuteman Uptown to drive sales. We make your business stand out and show out. We print everything from signage, promotions, and direct marketing. We connect you to the community. Choose Minuteman Uptown because we share your values, and we are a proud union shop. Contact us today at mpuptown.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good howl there, Wendy. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many, many years, since she was a little wee little baby. And she is a founder of Native Roots Radio. And also, I just want to wish you a happy ninth season.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And so it was my pleasure to do that. You know, I've been watching on social media really horrific videos of the wildfires in Los Angeles right now in California. I want to give a shout out to the animal shelters out there. There's a couple of them who were able to take in animals and help people who had to flee. And for whatever reason, they couldn't take their pet. So they're like, you know, hanging on to their pets. One in Palisades took over 100 animals. And so I just want to give them a shout out for that amazing, really, work. I mean, that's something else. You know, I saw a video of a man outside of his home that was literally like burning down, and the firefighters were there. Some of the firefighters were on the roof. Some of them were in the house. I don't know why they just don't let the house. I don't know. I mean, the house was just burning down, but the guy was crying because his cat was in the house.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Firefighter went in and got the cat.
Oh,
and there's video of the firefighter handing the cat to the guy, and the guy is just sobbing, you know, just so happy, like literally fell to his knees and was sobbing that he had his cat with him, and the cat was okay. But you know, the fire and the flames, and you could just see the wind and all the ash and embers just flying around, and it's just unbelievable. Like, my heart goes out to these people. And there was another video too of these two people, a man and woman, and they were walking down the road with their horses. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And the wind was blowing,
it
and
was
the
so
embers.
Cloudy.
And
I'd
it
like
was...
to know what time of day that was. It looked like night.
And they were with their horses and just, you know, taking care of their animals and making sure. I mean, horses, you have to either have, you know, one of those big trailers for. I mean, these are animals that have 1,000 pounds. Like, what do you do with? It's not like a, like our little Wanda. We just scoop her up in our arms and take her with you. You know, these are animals that are thousands of pounds. And
Miley Cyrus, when she was in living in California a few years ago before the pandemic, and she lost all of her horses in a wildfire.
How heartbreaking. Could you imagine just feeling so hopeless and helpless? You can't help those animals. It's just, it's really horrific. So I just want to give everyone, you know,
shout out
and... if you can, take your animals with you. Don't, you know, leave them behind. And, you know, of course, there's footage of, you know, deer running and, you know, wildlife running. A lot of the stuff that I read, you know, said the animals will just flee and run. Of course, some of them will get hurt and perish. But then what happens is they run from the wildfires and they run into areas where it's populated and people are, so then they run into problems with that, you know, so it's just,
it's climate change. I mean, those 100-mile-an-hour winds, what the heck?
Santa Ana winds, that's just fueling the fire and just literally fueling this fire that's just burning. And tomorrow, they say today and tomorrow, the winds are supposed to pick up and it's even supposed to get worse, so. You'll have to watch more tonight about it. But, yeah, just hope all these animals and the people, it's just, yeah, it's just horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've come to the year's end. 2024 is gone. You know, yeah.
Our
it's
eighth
over.
Season, and now we're in our ninth season.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was a young man when we started this.
Yeah. That's amazing. I can't believe it's been that long. It's good. You're pretty popular, you guys.
Oh, Wendy, you were one of the founders.
Yeah, wow.
Remember that? Uncle Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Dega Curtis.
Dega yeah. Curtis, who named me Hanaji Hihani.
He yeah. would do a prayer before every show.
Yeah. He would smudge.
And then he had a segment, prayer. Too.
Yeah. Those are the good old days, you yeah. know. Those are the good old days. We used to go to Eden Prairie into the studio.
The basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, yeah. Mm. It's amazing how life has changed
yeah.
since the pandemic. But you know, every year I talk about, you know, of course, the Humane Society of the United States, and every Humane Society Legislative Fund, which is Humane Society of the United States, they come out with what is called the Humane Scorecard. Humane Scorecard.
Yeah, that's always handy.
Yeah, if people want to go on. It's the 2024 Humane Scorecard, and you could go on and see how your representatives and legislators voted on mm-hmm. animal issues.
Yeah.
I took a quick peek. Betty McCollum is 100%. Like, mm-hmm. she is like a champion for all animal issues, and we really need her on our side.
And a big Next. Native, you know, a proponent, which really is awesome to hear, too.
Yeah, she's awesome. And anytime we call her office or ask her to sign off on humane legislation, she always does. And she's really good. You could see when you open up the scorecard, you could look at your state and see who voted for the animals and who voted against the animals. And it's really something else to just watch and look at, because you could see the people who didn't vote for any animal legislation are mostly all Republicans.
Mm,
and it's really sad. Yeah. Yeah. Except there's one guy in Pennsylvania who's a really good champion for animals, who is a Republican. All the rest are wow. just, you know, terrible. I hate to even ask this, because I'm going to say this to everybody. I was always a news snob. Like, I was always up on the news, watching the news, reading the paper. You know, I would open up the New York Times, the Washington Post every morning, see what was going on.
Good.
Knew what was going on in our Minnesota House and legislator, and I've been, since the election, I've been like hiding under a rock, really. Been not knowing anything. So I know, like, our government in Minnesota is might lose our trifecta, right? So we've lost it,
and then we had we're a tie in the Senate now because of the passing of one of senators.
Yeah.
And then it's up in the air because mm-hmm. there was a Democrat that didn't live in the district that they have to redo that election. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of when. But right now, it's not even, because it was even.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to share all the chairperson's roles. But now the Republicans don't want to do that because this person, now they have the advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now it's tied. You have the governor who can, you know, veto bad bills. And then the legislative part is up in the air, really,
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
of right now.
You know, every year we go for Humane Lobby Day, and, you know, even before Humane Lobby Day, and, you know, we go and we talk to our people. I think Minnesota Wolves are going to be in trouble this year.
Oh.
Yeah, just because of.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk to Judge Susan Crawford, candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, on defending a progressive seat against Scott Walker's attorney general.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Firefighters are in their fourth day of battling wildfires in Southern California that have killed at least 11 people in the Los Angeles County area. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rena Nakano says an overnight curfew is now in effect in the evacuation areas.
Curfew means no one in, no one out, even if you are a resident, unfortunately. And this isn't to inconvenience residents. It's really to protect your homes.
After hearing oral arguments, Supreme Court justices appear likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. in just 9 days. CBS's Erica Brown.
ByteDance could sell to halt the ban. A privately funded group, including Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, announced it wants to purchase TikTok. But ByteDance has said it will not sell.
No prison sentence for President-elect Donald Trump in his New York so-called hush money case, but the judge brands Trump a convicted felon ahead of this month's inauguration. Trump insisting,
I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong.
And he says he will appeal. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.